This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The government of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will soon announce the creation of a new statutory national holiday. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it's to mark the tragic and painful legacy of Indian residential schools.
For now, the government is consulting with Indigenous groups with the intention of declaring an annual day to acknowledge what has now been considered as a time of cultural genocide. Tens of thousands of Native children were taken from their homes and forced to attend the government-funded and church-run residential schools. Thousands were physically, sexually, and emotionally abused. The National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Perry Bellegarde, says a national holiday would help to raise public understanding about this part of the country's history.
It's not just another stat holiday, a day off from work. It's about educating Canada. It's about educating Canadians. It's about learning from the past, not living in the past, but learning from the past.
Bellegarde says it's important that Indigenous people be involved in selecting the appropriate date for the holiday. Two possible dates are under consideration: National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st or September 30th, which is recognized as Orange Shirt Day. Some Native leaders say many of the problems their people face, such as boil water advisories, lack of housing, and high rates of Indigenous people in prisons or in foster care, are rooted in the residential school system. The creation of a statutory holiday was one of the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It's not clear yet when the government will bring the proposal to Parliament for discussion. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Tribal organizations on Kodiak Island in Alaska are taking account of how many clams are nestled in local beaches. Shellfish are popular with subsistence harvesters, even though eating them comes with a risk. It's thought to be the first time a survey of this type has been done on clams in the area. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche reports.
A group of about eight people dig into plots of wet sand marked with flags and scattered randomly along the beach at low tide.
We've got a live one. Oh, baby cockle.
Kana Regional Environmental Coordinator Stephanie Mason holds up the shellfish, and then she measures it.
35 millimeters.
And returns it to the sand.
That way it has a better chance of living and growing big.
At this point, she says, they're mostly finding smaller shellfish. The sample plot should give them a good idea of how many clams are on the beach. That's according to Tom Lance with the Shunack Tribe of Kodiak. He says they're targeting butter clams, cockles, and little necks.
We'll come out here some years from now and we'll do this again and we'll see how many clams are here in our sample area and then use that as a relative indicator of whether they're increasing or decreasing.
Lance says if they see a decreasing number of shellfish over a few years, it could indicate overharvesting, predation, or the effect of global warming. But he says that's not a primary focus at this point in the survey. They're just getting a baseline. And beyond the scope of this current study is another concern. Lance says Kodiak shellfish also carry a higher risk of paralytic shellfish poisoning.
And so people need to be very careful when they eat shellfish to they're taking a big risk.
He says there's no regular on-site testing for PSP because shellfish harvest on Kodiak beaches is subsistence, which is not required by regulation to be monitored. But he says Alaska Sea Grant is working together with NOAA to develop a new instrument for monitoring PSP. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at RamonaFarms.com.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at Sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.